Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
Perfect. Thank you. Wow, this is unbelievable. Thank you, everybody, for coming out. And first of all, Larry Tannenbaum, I think Cynthia, CEO, is here. To all the staff, everybody around, Bobby, Webster, Teresa, Dan, it's been an incredible process for us. I know you have all been patiently waiting. Some of you impatiently waiting too. but we're really, really excited for this day. I know it's change, and sometimes change is hard, but we believe change is good, and change is good for our ball club and our organization now. And it's such an honor, after a long process, choosing what we feel is the right fit and an incredible coach with great passion, great knowledge, has been part of incredible programs to come and lead our beloved Raptors here. And we're really excited to welcome Coach Dacor. Welcome, man.
Thank you.
Welcome.
Thank you so much.
Please.
I got to take it in for a second. This is amazing. Thank you, first of all, everybody coming out today. Like right now, I'm like that duck on the surface of the water that acts like everything is cool, but my feet are down there like working. I'm really, really excited. First of all, I would like to thank Mr. Larry Tannenbaum and his wife, Judy. I would like to thank Masai, Bobby, Teresa, Dan, Alex, everybody from the organization. This is amazing, amazing privilege to represent Toronto Raptors, championship organization. It's amazing privilege to be part of such amazing roster. I would like to thank Joe and Ron and Jeff and Delano and Loco and all the guys that are here today present, but also all other players that I've been in touch last couple of days and talked to. This is definitely very, very exciting moment, and be the North.
Masai, I know you touched on it, but at this time, you had so many candidates to choose from. Why did you feel that Darko was the right fit?
Yes, we did have many incredible candidates, and we wanted to go through a process here because of this where the stage at which our team is. And I think Darko just hit all of it, and depending on where our team could be. We're excited. We're excited to have his knowledge, his experience. I think the study, being so studious of the game, his journey, diversity, everything, you know, like to me, his incredible family, Gaga, it's to me, it all comes together in some kind of way. And the process was long and tough, you know, like, but we know we came up with the right candidate here. I do want to thank Bobby, Teresa, Dan, Keith, Alex, the whole team. You know, I say it again, I think these guys do an incredible job with the process of how we go through these things and all the information we need. And also the leadership in our organization, the support we get, it's very important for us. We know what our values are here. And like I said, change is good. You know, change is something that sometimes is tough, and we feel that Darko fits it. It's a good time for the Serbs right now. You guys know. I want to be a Masai Ujirjanovic. That's what I want to be now with Darko, tennis. Basketball, we saw Jokic yesterday, and now we'll bring this special guy here, so we're glad to have him.
We have our own Serbian superstar.
Yeah.
Darko, you're the second ever Serbian and European-born head coach with the world breaking down barriers everywhere. What does this mean to you?
This means the world to me, means so much to Serbian community here in Toronto. A lot of people reached out to me, means a lot to family back home and whole basketball community in Serbia. I started coaching when I was 16 years old, and now some 27 years later, I'm at appointed to be a head coach of unbelievable organization, and to have a chance to live in an amazing city like Toronto is, and I'm just proud to be over here today and to represent.
Excellent. Thank you, Darko. We'll now take questions from members of the media. If you have a question, please raise your hand and a microphone will be brought to you. Please introduce yourself by stating your name and your organization.
Darko? It's Doug Smith of the Toronto Star, off to your left there. Obviously, in 27 years as a head coach, you would have worked for very different kinds of people. How would you describe your coaching philosophy and how you've grown as a man since you become now at 44?
Since the day I started coaching, for me, the biggest thing that I enjoyed is seeing players get better, players improve. You know, you're going to win games, you're going to lose games. Definitely, we want to win every single game, every single night. But seeing the team grow, seeing the players grow, seeing people in whole organization grow is something that always was my biggest award, and that's how I operate. I'm trying to wake up every single day with that on my mind. How can I help? How can I serve? How can I improve everybody in the organization?
Question maybe for Bart. Both of you, I'll start with Darko. Michael Grange. Just wondering, your Michael Grange from Sportsnet, your connection or relationship with Masai and maybe Bobby, whoever. How did you guys arrive at this place? Is it longstanding? And maybe Masai, a little bit of how you arrived at Darko and maybe where that relationship began.
You know, run into each other in a few places, and I think. The admiration has always been there. When I was scouting and lived in Serbia, I'd never met him at that time. I was probably too young. But, you know, this game takes us to incredible places, and the word always kept coming, you know, like to him, his name, and all our scouts, our representation from the teams it's all intertwined in some way, you know, and it's all related in some way. And here we are, we find him here.
We started really to get to know each other through the process, but there was always admiration on my side for what Masai and Bobby and Larry did with the team. and how much passion and commitment they have to run the things the right way. The first time that we started talking on a Zoom call, what I felt from day one was like unity. And everybody in the organization, you could just feel that everybody's together. And the very next conversation we had, I was blown away. Like when I flew over here to meet them in person, I needed to pinch myself, like to be in the presence of the best president and the best GM and the best ownership in the league is a huge privilege, and I'm just blown away from every day what I'm learning about the organization and the team. You know, I just told Masai, like last 3 days I had a smile on my face so much that my jaw started to hurt. So I'm really really happy to be here.
We haven't told him the bad parts yet.
Hey, Darko, Josh Lewinberg, TSN, welcome and congratulations. I know you started coaching at a young age. What drew you to coaching initially, and who have been some of the bigger influences on your coaching style over the years?
Since I started coaching, it's a funny story. So when I stopped playing, I was just like 15 years old, and to be honest with you, like it looked like the world crashed on me. Like I stopped like learning, you know, being good student. I lost my identity, and when my team organized a basketball camp in my hometown for little kids. They invited me to be there and coach those kids, which started on August 2nd, 96. And funny story is that one of the kids in that group actually was the brother of my wife, Gaga. And that's actually how we started meeting. The amazing thing is, like, even with those kids, they were like 7, 8 years old, when I saw their improvement and how they grow and they got better, that's really what hooked me into the game. And over the years, I had such amazing, tremendous like mentors back in Serbia. Great coaches. I had a great mentor with Red Star Belgrade in Marin Sedlacek, who had great connections with the United States and working as a Nike camp director. He really approached me, United States and NBA and the way of doing things overseas. And then over the years, I became very close friend to Željko Obradović, Sergio Scariolo, Pablo Lasso, all the great coaches in Europe, and I was always learning from them. And then coming to United States, I was just blessed. I was blessed to be part of the great coaching staffs and great teams, to coach under Scotty Brooks and to work with for such organization like Oklahoma City that I have like tremendous respect for Sam Presti and everybody there. All of these people made great, great influences on me as a coach. Going to Phoenix.
One size fits all seemed like a good idea for clothes.
Nice dress.
It's a t-shirt.
Until you tried it on. Same goes for your healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers a variety of flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. So whether you're between jobs, coming off a parent's plan, or even missed open enrollment, you can find the plan that fits you best. Find out more about United Healthcare coverage at uh1.com. That's uh1.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
And working with Monty Williams and James Jones just got me to another level, learning how different organizations operate. And being last 3 years in Memphis with Taylor Jenkins and Zach Kleiman and the team there, I just like completely like started embracing the NBA and really seeing that this can happen, that actually I can be here one day and being a head coach of NBA organization. So I'm very, very thankful and grateful for all the people in my life that helped me on this road.
Hi, Darko. Welcome to Toronto. Aaron Rose, SI.com. Maybe the Raptors asked you this in your interview, but what do you see as your strengths as a coach, and what are areas that you're looking to improve as you take over here?
I see my love and the passion for game and my commitment to the team as my biggest strength. This is not about me. This is about those guys. This is about the team, how we're going to get to the next level. My goal is not to get one player better, but all 17 players in the roster, how we can improve those guys and help those guys. So my core belief is when you improve players, like, then it's much easier to put strategies and tactics in, and that's going to give you a result. That's going to be your outcome. So I always operate like that. For me, season does not start in October. For me, season started 3 days ago when I was appointed here as the head coach, and I'm trying to win every single day. You know, when we come in our practice facility on the board, we have a win, you know, for every day. And we need to win every day. It's not just about winning a game. It's winning, like, is the line going to cut a little bit better? Are we going to move the ball a little bit better? Are we going to be more together and more team? The more we have that, the better we're going to be, and that's going to make all of us proud of our team.
Hey, Darko. Vivek Jacob, Raptors.com. Congratulations.
Thank you.
You mentioned the importance of, you know, building that relationship with the players. What do you feel are the keys to connecting with your players on a human level?
First of all, I want to be very invested in them as a human beings, and as I see as every player as a person with family, with all what's going on in their lives. I want those guys to know and to feel that I really care about them, and I really want to connect with all those guys on personal level. You know, when they know that how much I love them and care about them, I have a strong belief that we'll be going to come together as a group and be ready to take it to another level.
Hey, Darko. Ryan Wohlstadt from the Toronto Sun. Welcome to Toronto. Congratulations.
I'm
just curious about making the jump to the head coaching role. What do you think of that transition and why you're ready for that and what's going to change for you?
Well, I was head coach for 17 years before becoming assistant coach for the first time in NBA. So I was in that hot seat for many, many years, overseas, coaching in Serbia, coaching in Spain, coaching in G League level. So I'm very, familiar with the look, what it looks like to be a decision maker and to live that life day in, day out. And last 8-9 years being assistant coach in NBA just helped me to see it from another angle. Then I have a deep trust and commitment in the team, but also in the front office and working with Masai and Bobby and everybody in the organization. I know that we're going to be one, that we're going to be together, and that we will be able to elevate our team.
Hey, Darko. Eric Corrine from The Athletic. Congratulations. What are your impressions of the roster as it is that you are going to be coaching, and what are some of the strengths that you're looking to highlight with that roster?
I really like the roster, the way it's built. Every single day I'm getting to know those guys more as a players, as a people. I think that Masai and Bobby and everybody did a tremendous job over the years, and they proved that they have an amazing talent to recognize the right people and right fits. And I'm really, really excited to get to work with those guys.
Hi, Oren Weisfeld, Yahoo Sports Canada. Darko, welcome to Toronto. This organization has always been very international, both in its popularity and the people who work here, players, staff. I'm wondering what it means to you to coach the only organization based outside of the United States and to kind of help grow the game internationally.
That's a great question, and definitely it's a privilege to be part of the organization like this with such an international influence and a lot of diversity that we have inside the city and inside the organization. And that just proves how NBA is growing. Like 20, 30 years ago, it was kind of like, you know, United States. Now it's such a global game, and it is the only NBA team outside of the U.S. Being in Toronto over here. I could not dream about being in a better situation and in a better city to lead a team.
Thank you. Hello, Darko. By the way, I know Dani Gomez Otero, that you were working with him in Spain, in Espacio Torrelodones.
Yes.
Yes, my question is related with the last question. In terms of European coach that you have been, you have coached in Europe, what can you give to the organization from the European perspective in terms of the game in the influence of Europe in the game? Thank you.
Thank you. So as you probably know, to be a coach in Europe, you got to go through school, and I finished basketball school for coaches in Serbia. When I came to Spain, they made me go to school again. So I had to do that this time in Spanish. I think that I had a great baseline to learn about biomechanics, to learn about sociology, to learn about psychology, to learn about so many different aspects that are important for the game. So understanding from that perspective how the game is played and developed, I think is going to be my big strength in working with everybody in the organization. And I'm Serbian, and I'm an international coach with a broad experience in NBA. I always say, like, every time when my season is over, I go back and I watch EuroLeague, and I watch the best teams and learning from the best coaches. But I also watch college and learn from the best college coaches, and I learn from NBA. Learning in this profession does not stop, and I'm eager to learn from players, from my coaching staff, from people in the front office. As I said, it's not about me, it's about my daily approach, how I'm going to get better so I can be better for the team.
Hi, Coach Rajakovic. John Chidley Hill from the Canadian Press. Dobrodošli u Toronto.
Voila.
thank you. I practiced. my question for you is, just a couple months ago, Mr. Ujiri spoke passionately about the importance of culture on this basketball team. I'm curious, what kind of culture do you want to bring to the Raptors?
The most important thing for me is that it's going to be a shared vision. You know, knowing the team, talking to Masai, talking to Bobby, talking to Larry. We really want to have an amazing group of people working together. Like that's something that's off the court, but also on the court. For me, culture starts with your daily commitment to yourself and your team, and that starts with me, starts with players, starts with everybody in the organization, and that unity and that trust that we're gonna have between us, it, for me, is everything.
Hey, Darko. Samson Folk, Raptors Republic, congratulations. Welcome to Canada. So this is a little bit more of a basketball on-court question. I commend you on the conversations you've had publicly about implementing offense and talking about basketball for public consumption. Not that much of it is covered defense. What are some of the defensive principles that you have in mind for this team that can be acted by the players on the roster?
Right. Defensively, I think that one of the strengths of this team is the length that we have on the team and ability to do so many things, from switching, from different coverages on the ball and off the ball. For me, everything defensively starts with protecting the paint. If you protect the paint, after that, we're going to take away corner threes, and we're going to have late contested wing threes. We can get in X and O's, and I can draw you our schemes when we get a chance. I would love to do that. I'm really looking forward to talk with our guys as well and see their comfort level with all of these things. All decisions that I'm going to be making, I'm going to consult with players and people in the organization, with my coaching staff. Don't worry, we're going to have really good defense.
Coach, welcome to the city. Savannah Hamilton from Sportsnet. From your global perspective, how much have you seen the game stylistically change and grow, and where do you see it going, especially with this team?
Game has changed so much, like from 90s to early the 2000s. Like, even like when I came to the league 10 years ago, game was played differently. Everybody talked about, oh, Serge Ibaka is stretch four, he can shoot the ball. Now you have everybody being able to shoot the ball and put it on the deck and make plays. I think the game is going into that direction, that everybody on a team got to be able to do multiple things. I think that the game is slowly disappearing. Like, you're going to be like just defensive guy and knock down corner threes. I think that game and the way I see the game, I want all the guys to be involved in decision making and playing together and making each other better.
Hi, Darko. Filip Marković, Serbian Toronto TV. I'll be switching to Serbian for this part. Hopefully most of you understand me. Dobrodošao, Darko. Prvo, presrećni smo što si ti naš novi trener. Teo sam samo da pitam kakvi su ti prvi utisci Toronta i ako na kraju možeš samo da se javiš svim srpskim gledalcima.
Hvala puno. Izuzetno sam počastvovan i srećan da budem ovde. Znam da u Torontu ima dosta Srba, koliko sam čuo nekih 50.000, i to je divna stvar jer ceo grad je internacionalni grad. Znate kako, tokom sezone dođemo u hotel, autobus, utakmica, idemo dalje. A sada je ipak tu predivno vreme koje imamo danas priliku da uživamo i predivni ljudi u ovom gradu. Sve što čujemo o gradu su fantastične stvari i zaista se radujem da budem ovde i da se družim sa našim Srbima i sa svim ljudima u gradu.
We'll all be able to understand that fluently in a couple of years, Darko, honestly. That concludes the... let me get on the right page here.
Thank you for everybody for coming out. This is awesome. this is really cool.
It is. Thank you, Masai and Coach.
It is. I think we should really, really, like, honestly, like, appreciate this moment with the Toronto Raptors because I think we've changed eras a couple times. We've made changes a couple times, but... I'm calling on all the fans, on everybody, people in the organization, everywhere, you know, like that. This is a time to follow. This is a time to support. This is a time to go. Let's go and win, you know, like it's, let's go and do it again. We saw this thing happen last night. We've done it here before, and we're going to do it again. Amen.